We left off last week with the question that the Rishonim bothered with, is that knowing what we know already about the existence of the mitzvah Babi Aveira, why is it that the Gemara feels it necessary to quote an additional pasuk, a special pasuk to teach me that one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with matzah shel tevel? It's a Gemara that appears in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Lamed Hey. Typically, I could figure out on my own based on mitzvah Babi Aveira. So we'll just take a quick look back again at the question inside and tell us this on the second of the Mamakamos. So it tells in Sukkalama and Al Vamil Tema. The Perakal Shah decided, we learned in the Braisa in the second Perakal Psachim. In Yotze de Matzah betevel, one does not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with tevel, produce that was not yet Chumas and Maish was taken off of. The Darsh Lemikra, and the Gemara derives it from a special Pasuk. Tepach Lemisha Mitzvah Babi Aveira. What do you need a Pasuk for? Isn't it obvious it should be covered by the regular Psula Mitzvah Babi Aveira? Because after all, you're doing an Aveira, doing an Isser, and you want to be Yotzei Matzah through the Aveira, that would pose a problem. So Tosfos leaves with a Tzachin, leaves with a Tema, they don't have an answer. So last week we tried to give a few answers, different Rishonim, try to chisel away at the answer, at the Tosfos question. Maybe Mitzvah Aveira is only Midrabanan, maybe Mitzvah Aveira only applies to certain kinds of mitzvahs. We had different possible answers. But then at the very end, we began to introduce the answer of the Shagas Aryeh, which really takes on a world in of itself. That's really where that sugya, this part of the sugya begins now. Comes the Shagas Aryeh and says that maybe I can come up with a situation where you have matzah shel tevel, and you won't be violating an Aveira by eating that matzah shel tevel. And that's the requirement. It's bichi agam under those circumstances where you're eating, it's matzah shel tevel, it's called matzah shel tevel, but afal b'chein, there's some kind of a heter, some kind of a permissibility to eat that matzah tevel right now. So therefore, we can't call it a mitzvah babi aveira. Now, again, that's going to be quite a creative scenario. But if and when we can discover such a case of tevel that's technically permissible, then I understand what the gzeres hakos was there for. Then I understand what the meaning of the pasuk, that afal b'chein, if it's called tevel, it's still off limits of matzah. Even if I created such a creative, imaginative situation where there was no issur involved. What was the case? What's the case? So now in order to understand, in order to appreciate the need for the Gzeres HaKosov, we have to draw that case. We have to come up with such an illustration of a tevel that's mutter to eat. So says the Shagas, I'll give you an example. The answer is, based on the principle of asei dochel lo sasei. We know that under normal circumstances, what is not permitted to eat tevel, that's true, that's a law, that's a prohibition, the Torah, no question about it. But what if you have a specific mitzvah that comes into conflict with the issue of tevel? So we have a rule called asei dochel lo sasei. Now, asei dochel lo sasei is a very, very tricky rule. It only applies when the aveira is violated precisely at the same moment that you're performing the mitzvah. Okay, the marshal, a person wants to wear a four-cornered garment, which is of linen. They want to put woolen tzitzis on for the purpose of fulfilling tchelis. Tchelis has to be not just blue, it has to be a blue wool. So the only way for me to fulfill this mitzvah of tzitzis right now is to violate the issue of shatnez. So that's okay. That's called asei dochelos asei. The positive mitzvah of tzitzis can be docha, the prohibition of shatnez. You can't turn around and say, hey, wait a second, it's a mitzvah babi aveira. That's exactly what the Torah says, trumps mitzvah babi aveira. This is the one case where the Torah says a mitzvah babi aveira doesn't apply. When the mitzvah comes simultaneous with the aveira, so the mitzvah saseh is docha the lo saseh. We have several other examples of this as well. We spoke about this a little bit in the past. About, I think we spoke about not long ago about the case of the Mila Tzaras. I think it came up one time that you have a baby and the baby has Tzaras in that area where you wanted to perform the mitzvah of Mila. So comes the mitzvah of Mila and is Docha, the prohibition of cutting off, the otherwise prohibition of cutting off Tzaras. So we have precedent for such an idea. Says the Shagas Aryeh, a guy sits down at the Seder and he realizes the only matzah that he has available is the matzah shel tevel. So the mitzvah asay of the Erev Tochel Matzos would now override the prohibition of Tevel. So based on the regular rules before the Pesukim, before Gzeres HaKosos, based on the regular rules, I would paskin, even though normally it's also to eat Tevel, but the mitzvah asay is docha, the iser of Tevel. So now comes the Pesukim and says, afa pichein, you're still not Yotzei. Comes the Pesukim and says, matzah shel Tevel, it's not kosher matzah. It's like matzah made out of rice. It's like matzah that's made out of apple juice. It's like matzah that wasn't baked. It's like a matzah ball. It's missing one of the criteria of matzah. In order to be kosher matzah, it has to be made out of the five species of grain. It's got to be only water. It's got to be something that's baked. that are halachas that govern what's called a chefetz of matzah. So one of the new halachas that govern a chefetz of matzah is that it can't have any smacks of tevel on it. It can't be called tevel. If it's called tevel, that's mufka, that's excluded from the parasha of Erev Techo L'Matzos. But if not for that gzeres hakosov, based on the regular rules of mitzvahs alone, I would have pulled off a stunt. I would have said, oh, don't bother me. Don't hack me chanev with mitzvah b'vera. It's governed by the rule of asei dochalos asei. I remember when I was in, I think it was 11th grade, if I'm not mistaken, 10th grade, 11th, one of the years of high school. So we used to have color war in school during Hanukkah time. So one year the themes were Zohar and Shamar. So Zohar, what's more important? Zohar, it's a strange question. Zohar, Shamar, Dibur, Rech, and Emor, it's hard to be Bachriya, which is more important. So one team was Zohar, one team was Shamar. So remember, one of the Divrei Torah, each team had a Mikra Divrei Torah. So there's a Ramban in Parshas Yisro that says that all the mitzvahs essay emanate from Zohar. All Zohar is like the prototype of mitzvahs essay, and Shamor is the example par excellence of mitzvahs los essay. So all the drushas, all the Divrei Torah, which are based on that Ramban, about what's more important, is Zohar more important or Shamor more important? Is mitzvahs essay more important? Mitzvahs los essay more important? So somebody got up and he gave a whole drasha how you see that mitzvahs los essay are more important because there's a rule called mitzvah babi aveira, so you're not allowed to do mitzvahs at the expense of doing an issa. And the other guy got up and he says, wrong, because there's a din called asei dochel los asei. So as important as mitzvah babi aveira is, asei dochel los asei is docha, the principle of it. That was the whole nekudas of machlokes was. So I was on Zoha, we won. I could even sing in the theme too. I won't bother you now, but I still remember the theme song from almost 40 years ago. But Tachlis, Zohar is Zohar Shama, if the rules apply, if all the criteria are in place. So comes the Sheikh Asariah, he must have been on the winning team, he was on the team of Zohar. Comes the Sheikh Asariah and says that the mitzvah essay of Matzah could have potentially, in theory, been Zohar the Los essay of Tevel. And it wouldn't have been, you wouldn't have been able to ask a kash, it's a mitzvah babi avera. Mitzvah babi avera applies, like I'm going to steal a lulav in order to be able to say the mitzvah da'al minim. At the time that I stole a lulav, I'm not able to say the mitzvah yet. Mitzvah babi avera is always when, it's not idna, it's not vasachas. But if it's vasachas, if it's at the same time, so then yavo asei, v'yichal osei. So says the Sheikh Asai, that would have been the hava mina. I could have made a very, very strong case that one could be yotzei. Matzah shel tevel, notwithstanding mitzvah b'vera kamash malan, that it's still no good because that's a gzeres hakosov of a special unique halacha. Whole matzah shel tevel doesn't meet the criteria of matzah. That's the shechutah of the Sheikh Asai. There's an assay.
It's an assay against a lota assay plus an assay.
You mean when I eat the tevel, so that's a bittel of.
Just mevatel an assay of a frasha.
You know. Is that called the bittel asay of the hafrasha by eating? By eating the tevel, I'm making it impossible for myself to be yotzei the mitzvah of my. Is that called a normally it's a rule of ein asay doch asay velos asay? I'm not sure that's called an iser asay. An iser asay, like Lamash, the Gemara applies the rule. I can't do a mitzvah asay at the expense of chilul yontif. You don't say asay doch alos asay because there's an iser asay. Anytime I do malach on yontif, that's but bekumba asay. I'm violating the mitzvah asay of Shabboson. Here, I'm almost like sitting back. I'm not getting around to being mafresh. I'm not sure that's called a sure.
Rabbi, Doraisa, couldn't he be mafresh right at that moment?
Oh, he could have been. Yeah, he should. We would have loved if he would have done it. The only problem is, let's say he only has a kazayis matzah. So he's only got a kazayis matzah, then he's in a pickle. Then he can't be mafresh because if he'll be mafresh, then he'll be short of kazayis. But you're right. In theory, in the perfect world, he should have been mafresh a long time ago. Right. So comes the Sheikh Asari and begins to qualify his pshat. And he says, my pshat, my answer to the question, okay, Tosa left it as a tema. So my answer to the question, says the Sheikh Asari, only makes sense if all the pieces of the puzzle are in place. Namely, that really this case of sitting down at the Seder table and eating a kazayis and matzah shel tevel would have been governed by Esei Dochel Lo Sasei. If that's true, that it would have met all the criteria of Esei Dochel Lo Sasei, then my answer would be correct. But if for whatever reason, for some technical glitch, we're missing a piece or two, and this wouldn't have been covered by Asei Dochel Asei in the first place, then Nafala Yisrael Nafala Binyan, then the entire premise falls by the way, so the entire foundation of the terrace disappears. So comes the Sheikh Asari and says, let's go back to Maseches Yevamos, where we have to look carefully at some of the details, some of the limitations of the principle of a Seyed Ochel Osa Seyed, and see, would Matzah Shel Tevel really, really have met those criteria? So if we take a look at the third of the Barman Kamos, the Sugya and Maseches Yevamos, the Gilbert Beis, which is really the main Sugya of a Seyed Ochel Osa Seyed. So it starts with as follows, the Tanur Rabbanan. Yishol HaChosol Osikach, L'tzroh L'galos Ervasa Allah B'chayeha. The Torah says that one is not permitted to marry one's wife's sister. And the Torah goes almost a little bit out of its way to specify this issur. Isha lechos l'sikach litzra legalos ervasa. So the Torah just should have stopped at that point and said, don't marry your wife's sister, b'chayel, to highlight the fact that it's only prohibited when your wife is still alive. It's one of the very, it's really the only case of the erva where you're permitted to take your wife's sister even after the wife is no longer alive. Other arayas, there is no such halacha. But the Torah should have just said, Isha lechos l'sigach litzra legalos ervasa b'chayeha. The word aleha is really superfluous. So aleha matabat lama. What is the meaning of that extra word aleha? So who has the following drash? Levisha ne'amar, it says in the Torah, in Parshas Kisei, it says, yivamo yivo aleha. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah of Yibum, the Yavam comes to her, he's Bo'aleha, Shomea, and I would have thought, Afilu B'yachas, Kol Raya, Sebur, Spetorakos, Medaber, I would have thought that what if your brother's wife happens to be an erva to you? Let's say, for example, your brother married your daughter. That's perfectly okay. Married his niece. So now, when, let's say, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and when Reuven dies, so Reuven's wife falls for Yibum to Shimon, small technicality, Reuven's wife happens to be Shimon's daughter. So I would think that's okay. You could do Yibum anyway. I would think if a Moyav Aleh, the show must go on. It doesn't matter, even B'machom Erva. So the Gemara says, no, we have a tradition. Nemakar Aleh, Nemahal Nolah. There's a Gzeir Shava. The word Aleh appears in the midst of Yibum, and it appears in the parish of Arayas. Malahalim B'machom Mitzvah. Afkam B'machom Mitzvah. Just as the word Aleh in the context of Yibum is talking about in the case of Yibum, in the case of Mitzvah, so too, this pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, Isha lechos lo sikach, that means never, ever, ever are you allowed to take a woman who's an erva to you. You can never marry your wife's sister, you can never marry your daughter, you never marry your mother, you can never marry a woman who's an erva to you, even in a situation of a Mitzvah. V'yam rachamana lo sikach. And the Torah says, lo sikach, don't take her anyway. So this is the source of the first Mishnah, Masechet Yevamos, the Beis Ibn Aleph, where the Mishnah lists off 15 different cases of arayos that your brother could be married to. Your brother could potentially be married to your daughter. Your brother could potentially be married to your a wife's sister. Your brother could be married. There are certain arayos your brother can't be married to. Let's say, for example, your brother can't be married to your father's wife because it's also his father's wife. So there are certain people who are clearly going to be off limits. We'll never be able to construct even such a case. Or your brother couldn't be married to your full sister because then it'll be his sister also. In theory, you could have two brothers from the father. Even purposes, you just have three brothers from the father who could potentially be married to your half-sister from your mother, who's not his sister at all. So you could have types of scenarios of a chosem imo. That's the very, very first Mishnah in Masechet Yevamos. So 15 cases of the arayas. I remember a couple of years ago when we were learning Masechet Yevamos in Yeshiva, so we had a Lav Malkin house that year, and my wife, my kids decided that we have to spice things up a little bit just to come and sit and we say the Vatorah and just sing a little bit is not enough. So we have to play a game. So they decided we have to play Jeopardy. So my kids made up a whole beautiful screen with a Jeopardy. But I said, we're not playing Jeopardy and, you know, to figure out who the TV stars are. We're playing a Torah Jeopardy. So one category was Maseches Yevamos Be'ian, and one was Maseches Yevamos Bekias, and one was GTS Klolius. I threw in one thing for good luck. It says a trivia about the Sobolovsky family, since I tell so much in Irish guy over all the shiur about my kids. So my tell me if I knew some of that also. So in the category of Maseches Yevamos Bekias, so it was like for $500, whatever it was. So it was to list off all 15 of the arayas who could potentially be married to your brother, but not married, who married to your brother, who you're not allowed to marry, the Chamesh Rei Noshim. So, I like to say that nobody was able to get all 15 of them, including myself. I was the judge. I had to open up a Gemara Nevamos to see. I also missed one or two of them at the end. But there are 15 different cases that are covered by this pasuk. So comes the Torah Shabbat and says, you can't marry the erva even in a situation of mitzvah. So comes the Gemara and asks the question on this brisa, time at the kasa v'chaman aleh. The only reason why you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister is because the Torah says so explicitly. If not for the special word of Allah, I would have made the following case. Havamina, achos isha miyavemes. I would have thought, no problem, that's okay. You can do yibum on your wife's sister. My taima. I would have plugged in the simple rule called Asei Dochelos Asei. So comes the Gemara with the starting point and says, I understand why there's a Brais, I understand why there's a Pasuk, because otherwise I would have applied Asei Dochelos Asei. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Wait a second. Asei Dochelos Asei only applies to low level Los Aseis. It applies to a Los Asei that doesn't carry with it a punishment of Kares. All the examples that we've given up till now of Asei Dochelos Asei, the case of Tzitzis against Shatnez. Shatnez is only there's no courage for wearing Shatnez. Or the Isser of cutting off your Neged Saras, there's no courage for that. Other examples the Gemara gives, there's no courage for that. But Yavo Asei V'Yidchel Oses Yeshba Kares, forget it, there's no such rule. So therefore comes the Gemara and says, why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that I can't do Yibbe V'Vachal Mitzvah? I would have known it on my own. And don't hide behind Asei Dochel Oses, it wouldn't be applicable here. So again, we're not learning Yavam and stuff. You won't have to see what the answer to that question. It takes the Gemara about 5 blots to figure out how to solve that problem. But Tachlis HaYotzei Min HaDvarim is that it's clear from the Gemara that Asei Dochel Oses has breaks to it. Asei Dochel Oses only applies when the Los Oses is Los Oses She'ein Bo Kares. So comes the Shagasai and says, what would the din be in the following? What if I have a Los Oses that doesn't quite have Kares connected to it? On the other hand, it's not just a plain, simple Malchus either. It's somewhere in between Kares and a regular Los Oses. What is that? A Los Oses She'esh Bo Misas Beis Din. Misa B'dei Shemayim is one notch below Kares. Tosas and Abbez in Yavamas tries to figure out what that notch is. Is it a quantitative? Is it a qualitative? Tosas is not sure exactly where do you draw the line. But it's something a little bit less than Kares. On the other hand, it's a little bit higher than Malkus. So the Shagasai assumes the Dava Poshut that a Losese Shiesh Bro Misa B'dei Shemayim will not be overridden by an Asei. Ain Asei Docha Losese HaChomer. Asei can only be Docha Losese HaKal. And a Los Oses HaKal means a Los Oses with nothing added, no added dimension to it. Any added onesh, such as Kare, such as the Mis Bezin for sure, even Mis Bezin Shemayim, anything which has something else added to it, will not be subject to the rules of Asei Dochel Oses. If that's the case, then the Shagasai says, this is now completely undermines his entire Teretz. Why? Because Tevel just unfortunately happens to be one of those Yisurim that carries with it an onesh of Mis Bezin Shemayim. So we're back to the drawing board, says the Shagas Aryeh. Once we just discovered the Gemara Yavam Stav Gimel, that Los Asei HaChamurim are not subject to Dechia, they're not subject to the rule of Asei Docha Los Asei. So how can you tell me Matzah would have been Doicha Tevel? The entire Teretz of the Shagas Aryeh is working with that absolute Chok L'Yavah premise, that in the perfect world, Matzah would have been Doicha Tevel. That's why I need a post to say it's not. But otherwise it would have, says the Shagas Aryeh, based on what rule? Based on Asei Dochel Oses Asei, wrong. Asei Dochel Oses Asei doesn't apply because there's Misa B'dei Shemayim here. So the only way for the Shagas Aryeh to salvage his pshat is to tell you, to try to tell you the following story. Not all Tevel has Misa B'dei Shemayim to it. I'm going to construct the case of Tevel where there's no Misa B'dei Shemayim. And if I can do that, it's going to be a little more creativity. But if I can, so then I'm back in business, as a Shagas Aryeh. So now we're already, we're out of the Sugz of Matzah already. We're in the intricacies of Hilchos Tevel, and we're still scrounging around. We're trying really, really, really hard to find that case, to find that window of Alos Asei She'ein Bo Misa B'dei Shemayim that could have been subject to Asei Doch Alos Asei. So we need a little bit more creativity, but when the Shagas Aryeh finishes creative pshat, we're going to see how Mamash reads like a charm in the Gemara. This is not just made up, just Apil B'Yama, it's Mamash going to read into the Gemara, but we're still missing that piece of information. So that piece of information can be found potentially be found in the fourth in the Rambam Kamos. It's a Sugya Yevamos Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. So we'll pick it up from, it's the end of the third line, Uchadisani. We learned the following braisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, I might think that the prohibition of eating tevel only applies to something that you haven't separated anything from. You haven't even started. I have grain, I have fruit that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and nothing's happened. I didn't separate truma, mice, nothing, zero. I might think that's the tevel of Amud Torah. So what if the following? What if hurumimenu truma gedola? What if truma gedola was already taken off? But Lahumi Mena Maisa Rishon, you didn't finish the job. You separated the part to the Kohen, but you didn't separate the first Maisa that's supposed to be given to the Levi. Or you even did that. Maisa Rishon, Vela Maisa Sheni. What if I did Truma Gedola, and I did Maisa Rishon, but I never got around to separating Maisa Sheni? And Maisa Sheni is really very, very lenient, because I'm going to eat it anyway. In the end of the day, I'm going to take the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it, but I didn't get around to separating it yet. So would that be called Tevel also? Or what if I feel the Maisa Oni? What if it's not even Maisa Sheni? What if it's Maisa Ani? Maisa Ani is really, really low on the totem pole. It's year 3 and year 6, so it doesn't have any kedusha to it whatsoever. It's only Momen Aniyim. It only belongs to the poor people anyway. So it's, what's the big deal? I forgot to separate Maisa Ani. What's the big deal? So Minayin, how do you know that even that's called Tevel? Tamad lo melo sucha lecha b'sharecha. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat in your gates. And your gates are always afraid. Out in your cities, outside of Yerushalayim. Lo sucha lecha b'sharecha. There's another pasuk that says v'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. That's in the context of even Maisa Ani. The Torah describes that the Aniyim are going to eat the Maisa Ani b'sharecha. They can eat it in Tel Aviv. They can eat it in Haifa. They can eat it outside of Yerushalayim. V'saveyu, they're going to be satisfied with what they're eating. So just as the word mashiarecha amal lahala Maisa Ani, just as the word shiarecha has the connotation of Maisa Ani, av shiarecha makan Maisa Ani. So too, Sharecha here is also called, referring to Maisa Ani, V'yam Rechamana, and the Torah says, Lo Suchal, that you're not allowed to eat. So the bottom line is, when all the dust settles, all Tevel is off limits. Tevel, which Truma wasn't separated, is off limits. Tevel the Maisa Rishon wasn't separated, is off limits. Tevel the Maisa Sheni wasn't, Maisa Ani. You name it, if you didn't finish the job, if you didn't finish every last line in that Nusach of Afrash Asumas and Maishras, so the whole thing is Tevel Goma Midaraisa. So the question becomes, just how bad Tevel is this? The Gemara just learned from a Apostle that's Tevel, but just how serious Tevel is it? So if you take a look at the fifth of the Marmar Kamos, so Tosas poses the following question on that Daf, Yavavis Pei Vavav Manal, Vim Toiba. Minolan de tevel maisa ani b'misa haluskish l'truma. So comes Tosfos and says, wait a second, I understand that it's osur. I'm not questioning. Once I have this pasuk l'sucha l'chabishrach, I'm not questioning. I'm not arguing that it's okay to eat food that maisa ani and maisa sheni wasn't taken off of. But v'shtei, where does it say that it's chayim misa b'dei shemayim for that? The original source for Misa B'dei Shemayim for Tevel, where it says Umeisubo Ki Chalaluhu, that's back in Parshas Emor, that pasuk is talking about real Tevel, the real McCoy, Tevel that wasn't touched, Tevel that even Truma Gedola wasn't taken off of. So how do you know that these almost lower levels Tevel, where I did the job, almost, I got 99%, I didn't do the last Tafrasha, I forgot to do my Sani. So I'm not, I agree that that's also, I'm not questioning that's also to eat. Where does it say in the Chumash, Yechayev Misa for it? So V'yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, guess what? Teshema Ein Bo Misa. Says, maybe you're right. Maybe the Kash is better than the Teretz. Maybe in Ochinami. Maybe there are two tiers of Tevel. There's Tevel which carries with it a Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's the real Tevel. That's the real McCoy of Tevel. And that's Tevel that wasn't separated anything from. Whereas the lower level of Tevel, Tevel which you just didn't get around to doing the Maisa Sheni and the Maisa Rani. Maybe in Ochinami, Osir it is, but Misa B'dei Shemayim it's not. Inam, he says, Tosfos. Kaven she ain't chiluk b'shat Tevel, and that's our hudin in Misa. Tosfos says, nah, come on. Once the Torah tells me that it's called Tevel, so then there are no more differences between Tevel. No more different tiers of Tevel. This is Tevel, high level of Tevel, low level of Tevel. Once the Torah is mechadish, once the Torah is megal to me, that all afrashas are critical, all afrashas are necessary, so then any lack of afrasha automatically carries with it an onus of Misa B'dei Shemayim. So it's a very, very small Tosfos, two days in Tosfos, two line Tosfos. Tosfos is mistopic about this very nekuda. They're not sure, what would it then be? If a fellow eats Tevel, that's a quote-unquote lower level Tevel, will he be chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim or not?
Rabbi, we have a whole body of Torah about a chaver and demai, which shows that there's very different status for hafreshes truma versus hafreshes
ma'aser. Okay, good. Well, it only shows that in the eyes of the people who weren't careful in mitzvahs, there's a difference. We know for about 100% right, historically, the Gemara says that they realized in the days of Ba'isheni that people were much, much more careful about separating truma, and they were less careful about separating ma'aser. So the Gemara says that psychologically people took Truma more serious, Truma more Kaddish, and Kohen, you know, it's much more holy kind of a thing. When it came to Maizis, people were more Mezalzel. But that doesn't indicate that they were right. It's just, we don't want to bring a Raya, we don't want to bring a Raya from the Amaratzim. The Gemara says it was the Amaratzim who separated Truma and didn't separate Maizah. So according to what you're saying, there was a shtick alumnus what they were doing. That means they were wrong, but they weren't so crazy. According to one day, it tells us they were totally off base, because halakhically, there's really no difference between the two. You're right, Rechanami, psychologically, for sure, there's a difference. And according to one Dan tells us, maybe there really is a difference, even halachically. So one can already begin to see where the wheels are turning now in the Sheikh Zayi Shtikl Torah. The Sheikh Zayi is looking, he's searching desperately for that case of Tevel, but without the Misa B'nei Shemayim. That's what he has to find in order for his shot to fly. So according to one Dan tells us, he may have found it. According to one Dan tells us, this may be the case that I have Tevel, it's 100% Tevel, but off the record, it's Tevel without a Misa B'nei Shemayim, because Truma was already taken off of. So I could have made a case that such Tevel could have been subject to the rules of Asei Dachalos Asei. I could have made such a case. That's why I need a posse to tell me, no, you still can't eat it. It's still off limits for Matzah. The Sechel of Chametz, especially with Xerus HaKosov, it's still off limits. But if not for the Xerus HaKosov, it wouldn't have been so crazy. It wouldn't have been so off. So let's go back again to what the Sheikh Zayi has accomplished for us. So we left off with Tosfos Kasha, Tosfos Blight with the Tema. What's the need? What do you need a pasuk to tell me that you can't eat Matzah Shel Tevel? Anybody could have figured it out. It's Mitzvah B'Aveira. So different Rishonim try to give different answers to that. Sheikh Zayi wasn't comfortable, wasn't happy with any of the answers. So he says, I'll tell you the Emissi answer. The Emissi answer is, I can make a case where Mitzvah B'Aveira will be trumped, will be overturned by Esed HaKalos HaSei. But he ran into a brick wall. Esed HaKalos HaSei. There's a Los Association for Misa B'Dei Shemayim. It's not even subject to Esed HaKalos HaSei. He says, no, it is subject to Esed HaKalos HaSei. Not for real Tevel, for the water down, the lower level Tevel, assuming such a thing exists, assuming that one Dan tells is correct. So we still have a little bit more work to do on the Shagasayi's Teretz, because we're not so comfortable yet with this Tosfos. We're not sure, you know, it's a 1.5 line of Tosfos. We're not so sure what Tosfos is bothered with. Why does Tosfos think there should be Misa B'Dei Shemayim? Why maybe there shouldn't be Misa B'Dei Shemayim? We want to just, you know, understand a little bit more the dynamics of that Shaila, of this Suffolk in Tosfos, in order for us to appreciate where the Shagasayi is coming from, and then see how the Shagasayi is going to take this, what seems to be almost like a Dochek, like, you know, Kibda, Hocha B'Maya, and see how Mamash reads very, very, very smoothly into the Gemara itself. So we have a little bit more work to do on the Shagasari's Teretz, and then hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, when we finish that, then to branch out a little bit more and see what the other Rishonim have to say about the Matzah Shel Tevel. Are there other factors? Maybe Mitzvah B'Aveira is really playing a factor. Maybe it's not as negated, not as irrelevant as everyone's trying to tell us. So it may come back for Tchis HaMesim a little bit, the Mitzvah B'Aveira. But at this point, we try to still keep it under the table, try to ignore Mitzvah B'Aveira, and one of the methods of ignoring it is to potentially plug in Esed Dachalosei, but again, we still have more work to do, to a little rough around the edges. The Shagasai is proud of the mention of tomorrow. We'll continue with that and then continue on with the Sugya of Matzah Shel Tevel as it plays out to Mitzvah.